Yeah, the accessorizing and the looking nice, it's going to be rough.
For what?
For me, I got to start.
Did you always dress like a football coach?
Yeah, this is, I have like four shirts.
So now you the natural progression is to get like a Miami Dolphins visor to go like full pro.
Yeah, dude, I think you should just go all the way in. Go fucking wrap around shades. Go whistle. I just say, was there wearing a whistle?
That'd be awesome.
She's like, can I help you? And you're like, yeah. She's like, do you work for a school around here? You go, I'm a comedian. She goes, are you like a coach character? You go, nothing to do with my act. Don't even address it on stage.
I just like football a lot.
I just like football. I just kind of like have to look for it.
Getting someone's attention with a whistle. So
she's like, yeah. Can I help you? I just want to say hi.
Break down.
He goes, I don't know, maybe you take you for drinks. I don't know, why don't you break them down? Drinks on three. One, two, three, drinks!
Yeah, it's going to be a tough struggle. It's an uphill battle. Dude. I mean, I got a lot to change.
What's your fashion option?
I got so much to change. Dude.
What's your fashion option?
Nothing. I got no options.
I've never thought I'd actually meet someone where I'm like, you're a candidate for Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Like, they could come in and do... They'd be like, you're their canvas they want. Heartbroken...
Heartbroken, dude? I'm not fucking heartbroken.
What?
I'm not heartbroken at all. I moved on right away.
You go, dude, I didn't even realize. I forgot that happened.
Who? You should go full Yeezy collection.
You think like I should Yeezy
out? Futuristic sweatpants.
Oh, dude, yeah. Look like you just survived the zombie apocalypse. Dude. Go high fashion.
You should.
Dude, yeah.
I tried to buy one button down. I told you I was going to wear it to that show. I tried it on. I was looking at the mirror. I was like, I'm a fucking loser.
Dude, you got to fucking, you got to make the jump.
I was like, Bill Burr wears these.
Yeah.
Look cool. And then I was like, I'm a fucking middle. Dude, I'm not Bill Burr filming a special.
Dude, but you could start, you know.
Get some Carpenter jeans.
Yeah, dude.
Be tight.
Some old Tommy Hilfigers? Yes. Fly that flag?
I think I'm just going to kill myself.
No.
Dude, you should fuck clothes.
You should go back
fuck
through.
All that.
Like, what was robes.
What was your former...
I used to go robes. When I was real depressed in college, I was known as robe guy, dude.
What was...
For real. I had a West Point robe when I quit there. Like, and then when I quit football, I like just drank every day, like hard, and I just wore that robe all around. It was...
Drunk in a robe?
Drunk in a robe.
I'll tell you, that's pure luxury.
Day drinking.
Yeah.
Didn't go to class.
Some people work their whole lives for that.
I honestly quit drinking 5 years ago. The only time I've ever wanted to drink is when you just said day drinking in a robe. On like a snowy day.
Bro.
Just a coffee cup full of whiskey.
Day drinking when it's snowing is...
It's fun.
It's the best day drink.
Yeah, because then when you go to bed, it's like 4 p.m.
Yeah, you wake up, you're like, I feel great.
Yeah, you wake up at like 11 p.m. and you're like, I still think I got a night.
Although the last... couple times I've done that was with my ex-girlfriend, and it was so nice. It was some of the best. No, we fought every single time. Yeah. Every time I day drink with a girl, it's a guaranteed fight.
Hurricane Sandy, I was dating this girl that worked for the Mets, and she was like super aggressive. Like we get drunk, and she'd just like want to fight. I don't know what it was, but I wasn't drinking, and the relationship was great. And then Hurricane Sandy was there, and I was like, I think I'm going to get a bottle of Jameson for this, like... hurricane. Dude, I walked home in a hurricane because her and I were fighting, and she lived like three blocks away from me, and I was like, I'd rather go home. Dude, that was when I was running my North Carolina dynasty on NCAA.
Nice.
And I was like, I took a bottle, and I was like, I'd rather go fucking dry off and play NCAA for the next 8 hours than deal with your shit. And
you
I walked home.
Hell yeah.
So you guys were just cool, got drunk in an apartment, and battled?
Yeah, so it was like, the storm was coming. We went to the liquor store. Got beers. I bought a fucking liter of Jameson.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I think I was doing Jameson and ginger ales. So I was like, all right, I'm going to get some ginger ale. Mm-hmm. Go back to her house. The storm's hitting.
Just in time drinking. For you guys to start fighting.
Dude, we were smoking a cigarette. She said something about the screen door not shut. And I was like, I don't know. And then it was like two fucking dogs walking. Dude, we're just yelling at each other. And I'm like, what is this? What the hell happened? And she's like, I don't fucking know, but I don't like you right now. And I'm like, I'm going to go home and play NCAA. She's like, why don't you fucking do that?
Dude.
If you'd rather walk through a storm to play a video game. And I was like, that's exactly what I'd rather
do. Exactly right.
And by the way, when I was peeling
my... Clemson coming to town this week. It's an ACC showdown.
When I was peeling my clothes off back at home, I was like, dude, I got like 16 hours to play NCAA. This is the greatest.
Yeah. Chicks don't like the angry storm off either.